I'm Terry David Mulligan. This is the Canada Day edition, Canada Day week edition of Tasting Room Radio Year 17. We have always been honored to do a version of this special over those 17 years, and that is saluting the sponsors who join us each year. When you set out doing a show like this, you hope that others will see the value of it and want to support you and encourage you and just be part of it. And so the sponsors, each segment has a sponsor. We're going to talk to our friends at Unsworth. We're going to talk to our friends at Moon Cursor, Okanagan Wine Festivals, and Mount Bougerie. And we're going to start with Kathy Malone and Chef Evan Robertson at Hillside Estate Winery on the Naramata Bench, which is exactly where this show started, just down the road from them. This is going to be a very busy hour. I'm going to try to get as much of the conversation in as possible. I think we once called this a walk around the neighborhood, implying that Hillside, Moon Cursor, Unsworth, Mount Bougerie, and the Okanagan Wine Festivals were, in fact, our neighbors. They are, and here's our conversation. The segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Hillside Estate Winery on the Naramata Bench, one of the originals. They are thrilled to announce that their 2016 Mosaic recently received an outstanding 95 points from the one and only John Schreiner, Dean of Canadian Wine Writers. Mosaic, made with 5 of the 6 varieties allowed in the Bordeaux region of France, Cabernet Sauvignon, Merlot, Cabernet Franc, Petit Verdot, and Malbec. You can find all the details at hillsidewinery.ca. We're talking Hillside, friends. We're going to actually, there's a lot of visuals here, and that's why it's on YouTube as well. This is a YouTube interview as well. This is a special on our sponsors, the people who put hard-earned money down on this show and have been doing so for 17 years. We made a kind of a deal when we started the show, and that was, if you're going to have to talk about somebody for 52 weeks, you'd better like them, and you better like what they do. Otherwise, it's just BS. And so that was the rule of thumb. It's a kind of high bar that you have to maintain. And Hillside starts, that's why Hillside is starting this show. Hello. Kathy, you have new wines to talk about and some awards to talk about. And Chef, you have new menus to talk about. I know that Chef, Evan, you probably have a lot of things to be prepping right now. And you can comment on any of these wines that go by as to what you would pair with them.
Sure.
What off the menu you want to recommend. The 2022 Gewurz. I am not a Gewurz guy. It's either for you or not for you. However, I'll give you this. This is the first Gewurz where I had a second and third and fourth taste. Was it something different about the growing process or you're making, Kathy?
You know, Terry, I'm that way too. It's just not a flavor profile that appeals to me. But I think I think it's because we source from several different vineyards, right? It's between 5 and 6, depending on the season. And the vines are different ages. And so there's sort of a range of Gewurz flavors that we get, from sort of ruby grapefruit to big tropical guava flavors. So there's a complexity there that you don't always see in Gewurz, right? Usually Gewurztraminer is quite one-dimensional, and ours is, you know, it's almost like you can sit and every time you sniff the glass, pick up something different, right? And it is perfect with South Asian food. It's a must.
I also think it's the most handsome bottle. I think it's a gorgeous bottle. I just love the look of the bottle as just an object of art. Chef, off the menu, what would you pair with your Gewurz?
Right now, the Panzanella salad. Dynamite. The espuma dressing that we put on top of it, it's spiked with cedar and goat feta, and it sings. It's so nice.
Is there garlic in there?
There is garlic.
Is there spice in there?
It's got heat, yeah.
Okay, fine. We're talking with the general manager and very talented winemaker at Hillside Estate Winery in the Naramata Bench, Kathy Malone, and Chef Evan Robertson of the Bistro at Hillside. I'm kind of intrigued by the 2022 Pinot Gris unoaked. It has some color to it. Of course, the closer you get to Naramata town, the more color there seems to be in the Pinot Gris. The process, did you do something different to this? Yeah, you did.
We always give it some skin contact.
Yeah.
And how much sort of depends on the year. The reason is not the color. It's to bring fruit into the mid palate.
Sure.
But because, so Pinot Gris is a red skinned white grape. So it has color in the skins. It also has some tannin in the skins. So you have to be careful with that skin contact. If you go overboard, you pick up tannin and you pick up astringency, and it can be, you know, unpleasant. So you have to gauge how much skin contact you give it based on how ripe the fruit is, how warm it is coming in, how grumpy your cellar crew is.
Who's the timekeeper? Is it you?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Now it says. Wait a minute. So, it says 4 to 6 hours. Did you have a nap?
No, I waited impatiently.
Was it the color or the taste?
The decision.
Yeah.
You know what? You can't. It's neither. It's judgment based on experience, because the juice is so sweet at that point. You can't taste the astringents in it. You just have to know that if you go overboard, it's going to bite you, right?
Yeah. What are you pairing with that Pinot Gris, Evan?
The roulade on the lunch menu is really good with it. So it's a veal roulade, like a charcuterie duck sliced through the middle of it, similar to a Brazola. Fiddleheads, it's delightful.
I have no idea what you're saying, but fiddleheads I know.
Yeah.
You know, it would help if I were actually there dining with you.
Yeah, that would be, yeah, we would love that.
We're talking with the general manager and very talented winemaker at Hillside Estate Winery in the Naramata Bench, Kathy Malone, and Chef Evan Robertson of the Bistro at Hillside. Kathy Malone, Hillside Winery. I haven't ever heard you rave about a wine. Not really. You're contained. However, you are raving about your rosé Below the Road.
I'm excited about it.
What? Yeah. Why? What is exciting you?
It's the first time I've put rosé in barrel. So what we actually, this year, it was fermented, but as soon as it was dry, we transferred to barrel and left it for 3 months and did a lot of barrel stirring. Yeah, so it's part of our single vineyard series. It's actually, that's a lot because it's two vineyards, but they're vineyards that are below the road. Yeah. And they're below Naramata Road and then just across the street from each other.
The blend. Because it's the first thing that catches my attention, even before we open the bottle. Merlot, Viognier, Cab Sav, and Cabernet Franc from two vineyards. I mean, you're blending your rosé. Because you, I don't know how much you get out, but there's a lot of rosés out there that are just literally, we've got this, I don't know what this is, just throw it all together. It's going to be a rosé. But this, this is a rosé.
Well, we're happy with it. But I have, and you're the right person to talk to about this.
Okay.
I want to know how it is that Post Malone has done a rosé collaboration with someone other than me.
Yes.
Right? Could you maybe make that happen?
Well,
because it would, I think I could do a better job.
It would require tattoos somewhere on your face. Somewhere. Because the logo would have to be on your...
Why do you think I have bangs?
Have you tasted that rosé?
Yeah.
The Post Malone?
Yes, I have.
And?
She's reserving her right to not say anything.
Trying to be polite.
All right,
I think he could do better with me.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm saying. It would be easier to name.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Right?
Post and Malone.
Pink Malone.
Post it. Pre and post. I don't know.
Yeah.
This was the most important tasting in our kitchen because both Meg and I are rosé fans, and I wait for Meg to taste because she is very particular, and both of us were questioning the color because we like it paler, but you can't. That's half the battle. The other battle is what happens in the mouth, and I loved it. I loved it, Meg. I think. When she pairs it with food, we'll understand why I like it. So, Chef, I mean, on your menu, just off the top of your head.
Oh, I would say duck confit with this.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh my God, that's decadent. I was thinking popcorn.
I mean, right now I do have a rose petal popcorn, but that might be too much rosé going on.
Yes. Yeah. I understand why you were raving about this, Kathy, because this is a really fine bottle of wine.
It's so good.
How much did you make?
Just under 300 cases, 299 actually.
We haven't mentioned a price point.
$35.
Okay.
And exclusive, wine club exclusive. Easy to join.
I understand that. There are benefits. You have been forewarned, friends. Kathy Malone, winemaker, general manager at Hillside Estate Winery on the Naramata Bench, and the executive chef at the Bistro at Hillside, Evan Robertson. I then went immediately to my chilled 2020 Pinot Noir, which comes from an area that I know well because that's where we always walked, below Munson Mountain and the Penticton sign, where we could walk without being on somebody's land. So that is west-facing, that block.
Yeah.
Evan, there are so many, we always hear about the heartbreak grape and how difficult it is to work with. What about pairing Pinot Noir?
I personally like the smoked trout with this. Smoked trout, pierogies. It's nice. The pierogies are filled with like mashed peas and mashed potatoes.
Yeah, and it's like bright green.
I saw pierogies on that menu and I went, yes, it's the first thing the first thing I'd order. I just do it. I'd say, pierogies, please. Could I have some wine and some pierogies? Thank you. That's fantastic.
They're the best pierogies I've had.
You're delightful.
Yeah.
Hey, Chef, what are you drinking at home?
I mean, am I allowed to say the Cab Franc right now? Because it's so good.
Yeah.
It's definitely one of my favorites. It's really good with quail. How about that?
Kathy Malone at Hillside Estate Winery on the Naramata Bench and the executive chef at the Bistro at Hillside, Evan Robertson. The 2020 Merlot has an incredible nose to it. And I did a little sing-song victory dance because it is much maligned, and I love Merlot, and I love this Merlot in particular.
Right, yeah. I mean, Merlot's such a generous grape, too. It's such a shame that that happened so long ago. this is a wine that you can enjoy when you go to Tynemar. It's on their glass pour list, actually. Yeah, it's a great everyday Merlot.
Chef, there are Merlot. I mean, Merlot gives you an option to really do some creative.
My favorite right now is the quinoa lentil balls with it, honestly. We do a walnut puree underneath it, cherry gastrique with it. It's really nice. Yeah, apricot chutney. And that Merlot they pair so well together. Sit on the patio in the middle of summer, have the Merlot. Trust me.
You know what I like about thank you, Chef. I love the finish on that Merlot. It is spectacular, and it's only going to get better and better and better. Kathy Malone, winemaker, general manager at Hillside Estate Winery on the Naramata Bench, and the executive chef at the Bistro at Hillside, Evan Robertson. And we come to the Dickinson Vineyard.
We have three vineyards that we showcase depending on the year. So soon, actually, we'll have all three of those in release. And so you could order the Dickinson Vineyard Merlot, the Joa's Vineyard Merlot, and the Hidden Valley Vineyard Merlot, and have like your own wine tasting party ready made, right? And tease out the differences that the vineyard site make, and still on the Naramata Bench, right? With that kind of sort of complexity and so yeah, the wine that we talked about previously is sort of like what after Mosaic is made and after the single vineyards are made, it's the blend of the Merlots.
The Merlot Dickinson Vineyard, Naramata Bench, 2018. What are we going to pair in the Bistro?
Kathy's favorite, the Tomahawk.
I kept waiting for the Tomahawk to get a mention. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. That Tomahawk and that Dickinson's Merlot is really good. The 18, I'm so excited to like put all three of those beside each other.
Yeah.
That's going to be fun. Like,
yeah. We offer a tasting now at the winery. You can have our base tier tasting, or you can have an elevated tasting, which is the single vineyard tasting.
Yep.
And so it's the three Merlots lined up side by each, as well as the below the road rosé and our Cab Sauv.
Are you trying that Viognier out there? No.
I don't know about it. The Viognier, we won't. I don't think we're going to have a lot of stock
No.
pretty soon because it won a platinum award.
Yes, it did. All right. Now, I have another memo from you, and we're going to do a rapid round right here. And Chef, join in. Any, just jump in, please.
Sure.
So, we have talked about the Below the Road Rosé. Okay. Partly barrel fermented, completely yummy. The 2022 Gou and the 2022 Pinot Blanc received double golds in the Cascadia Wine Awards and the 2019 Gamay A Gold in the Pacific Northwest Awards. Congratulations. The 2021 Heritage Viognier won a platinum at the Lieutenant Governor Awards. We're excited for the 2022 Viognier as we use a sandstone jar for the first time late summer release.
Yeah.
The last question goes to Chef. What do you pair with Bud Break?
What if I pair? High fives, actually. When winter breaks around here and things start popping out of the ground, I camp a lot. I like to hike a lot around the area, and
Yeah.
it's nice to come back with like a bounty of, you're getting wild watercress, you're getting wild asparagus right now is popping up. There's so much really cool stuff out here. Spruce tips is a big one.
Kathy, congratulations on your platinum and all of your awards.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, you bet.
Thank you,
Take care.
thank you, thank you, thank you for your time. The segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Hillside Estate Winery on the Naramata Bench, one of the originals. They are thrilled to announce that their 2016 Mosaic recently received an outstanding 95 points from the one and only John Schreiner, Dean of Canadian Wine Writers. Mosaic, made with five of the six varieties allowed in the Bordeaux region of France, Cabernet Sauvignon, Merlot, Cabernet Franc, Petit Verdot, and Malbec. You can find all the details at hillsidewinery.ca. I have Chef Dan Bain, top left-hand corner, the restaurant at Unsworth. Chef, nice to meet you.
Nice to
Just
meet you.
Dan, the other Dan Wright, the winemaker at Unsworth. It's Felix Eggerer, the viticulturalist who has been out. You've been out and about today, Felix?
Yep.
And I'm Terry David Mulligan. This is the Unsworth Special. They sponsor Tasting Room Radio and have done for a number of years. Dan Wright,
Yeah.
you will play the role of Chris Turek today because you're going to have to cover a lot of ground here. We have some wines
No
to talk
worries.
about, new releases to talk about. And also, we have to talk about that new vineyard. Have we named it
Yeah.
yet?
No, we haven't yet. Still working on that. We have a couple of ideas, but I don't want to say yet. I'm going to tease that a little bit more until we have a full name.
Place it for people in their minds the new, which is really going to change everything at Unsworth. That new vineyard, and where is it? What do we give us a
Sure.
description?
Yeah, so it's roughly it's west of Duncan. So I think it's about 8 kilometers to the ocean as the crow flies, which is a little bit further away from the ocean than our Unsworth vineyard. We're really close, like 2 kilometers. So you just get a little bit less, slightly less ocean effect there. It's a bit, fair bit warmer.
Okay.
Still got a nice breeze coming through most of the day, though. Beautiful south-facing slope and full 360 mountain view when you're standing at the top of the hill. It's pretty gorgeous.
Felix, what did you plant up there and how much?
So we've planted about 70% of it is Pinot Noir and 25% Chardonnay. And we have 5% coming as Gamay. We're planning that next year.
Gamay. Felix, how much
yeah
time are you spending up in that new vineyard?
not enough too much all of it at once. A fair bit. We're building the trellis right now, so we planted in mid-May, I
Yep.
think. Brought in a contractor to do the machine planting and planted it in 4.5 days, which is pretty amazing to see that go in 60,000 plants. And now we're putting on tubes, putting in stakes, and just making sure that everything is all right, finishing the irrigation system, and all the while not forgetting that we also have other acres under production that are
Yeah,
actually already returning grapes that need
there's
attention.
that too, but it is the new kid on the block. It's really, I mean, and actually, I believe, and I think you guys do as well, that it's going to change Unsworth's game. What will it do in terms of production, Dan?
About 40 acres all total. And so that really rough math, I think translates to just under 10,000 cases. So it almost doubles our current production.
Hey, Chef, welcome to the winery business where we talk about
Thank you.
everything else but the food there. What were your thoughts about the opportunity to A, take over that kitchen at the restaurant at Unsworth, and also that you would be working right on top of the farming community. What kind of goosebumps did it might have given you?
Well, lots. As you may not know, I came from a much larger property in terms of guest dining. It's incredible being here on the farm. Just looking around, you're really able to sort of connect with nature and see what's going on around you. Versus, you know, just trying to sort of figure out what's going on out there. Each day I roll in and, you know, you can really feel the weather and you can really feel the changes in the farmland out here. So as the produce comes, it becomes much more natural of a progression for me.
Sometimes produce just arrived as produce. But in this case, are you seeing the people who are actually growing that produce and are you talking to them?
Absolutely. I mean, I've got somebody at the back door almost every day.
Yeah.
And building these relationships with these farmers and really getting to know what's out there and what and hear what's really working, what really isn't for the Cowichan Valley. I mean, there's a lot of new farms, a lot of new young farmers that are really just trying to get out there and try new things. So we're more than happy to be their guinea pig when it comes to receiving their goods.
As we talk about these wines, Chef, if you'll pair some food from your menu, I'd appreciate it very much.
Certainly.
Have you changed anything about the pieces? I know I had the mushroom last night, so.
Not a lot.
Here's what you're doing. It's a community thing that you're doing. Monday and Tuesday, nothing's open. Nothing.
Yes.
You open pizza noon to 6, Monday, Tuesday. It's a godsend.
Yes.
It's a godsend.
Yes.
There's a place to go.
Yeah, and really, you can't get more beautiful of a setting, like to have the backdrop of the winery behind you and on these country roads, really sort of in the middle of nowhere. I mean, it's an excellent spot that you don't have to drive that far to get to.
What is your favorite Unsworth wine with your soul mushroom pizza? I know what it is.
You know what? I like the Petit Milo with that guy.
To be honest.
But that's... For me, it's just a nice summertime, crisp drinking wine. So a lot of it has to do with the backdrop of sitting on that beautiful patio as well.
If you sit on the patio at the restaurant and eat your pizza and look out, then you can see the Chardonnay to be about half an acre's worth. It's the first estate Chardonnay at Unsworth.
Chef Dan Bain, the restaurant at Unsworth. Felix Egger, the viticulturalist at Unsworth. He's the guy in the field. And Dan Wright, the winemaker, who's his partner out there. All right, I'm going to ask you about some wines, if it's okay with you, Dan Wright.
Yes, go ahead.
And Chef, stay with me on the food end. 2020 Pinot Gris, it's a new release, or it's a release that's currently out there now, high profile.
The 2022 Pinot Gris is pretty consistent. We've been making it in a dry, sort of minerally style, and it's a showcase of a number of Cowichan Valley vineyards. It's 100% Cowichan Valley wine, so VQA Cowichan Valley. The sales team's been working hard, so they've got it recently into the BCL, so you can find it widely available along with the rosé, the 2022 rosé.
Okay. What's currently being paired with that 2020 Pinot Gris, Chef?
Pinot Gris, our tuna dish is pretty lovely going along with it. We've got a seared tuna dish with carrot and yuzu. Many of our house-made pastas that we're doing with our cream sauces. It's a great jump-off point to really get that cream sauce flowing. We try and make a lot of the dishes so that they're a bit flexible back and forth so that you can have maybe a couple of dishes at the same time and be able to pair that.
Chef, will we see so many red sauce maybe in the fall, winter, something?
Absolutely. Oh no, and we're working now, and as tomatoes now will start coming in the next month or two. I mean, we've just planted, or we're just about to plant about 40 tomato plants in the back of our little garden here. So we'll be excited to be seeing some of the red sauces coming through, and being able to pair them with both the whites and the reds as we sort of play around with them.
Chef Dan Bain, the restaurant at Unsworth, Felix Egger, the viticulturalist at Unsworth, he's the guy in the field, and Dan Wright, the winemaker, who's his partner out there, the 2020 Rosé. Because you make it so well, I don't think people think about how it's composed. There's the bottle. Give me the damn bottle. Let's go.
I appreciate that. Thanks, Terry. I know you've been a fan of it for a while.
I have. I'm probably responsible for that attitude.
Yeah.
However, we
mostly just make it for you now. Yeah.
Thank you. I got a bottle for Father's Day. There's no greater gift. Is it changing as we go?
Still 100% Pinot Noir. This one comes from a little wider. It's a BC VQA, so we use a little bit of Fraser Valley fruit in there, as well as Vancouver Island, Cowichan Valley. So it's kind of like a coastal wine, you know, coastal BC wine. It's still decidedly dry and still has that sort of pale, sort of salmon hue, Provençal inspired for sure. But it's definitely a BC wine.
Chef, what are you pairing with the rosé? I'm coming back.
Right off the bat, we're already starting to think about strawberries. The strawberries are coming out through, so we've been playing around with some strawberry desserts. We're just starting to get into that time of year where berries are starting to become plentiful. So the more that we get those going, the more that we'll be playing around with the rosé.
Chef Dan Bain, the restaurant at Unsworth, Felix Egger, the viticulturalist at Unsworth, he's the guy in the field. You would notice things, you and Dan would notice things about the difference between Okanagan weather and our environment on the island. Small things, big things, what are you aware of?
It's interesting. I just learned that at our little island wine growers conference a couple of months ago that our summers are actually drier than in the Okanagan. So Saanich is drier than Kelowna in August, I think, in August, July and August. So working with the extremes on both ends, really dry summers, really wet winters, even though this past one was supposedly drier, but coming from the Okanagan, it was pretty wet.
Chef Dan Bain, the restaurant at Unsworth, Felix Egger, the viticulturalist. Chef Dan Bain, the restaurant at Unsworth, Felix Egger, the viticulturalist. At Unsworth, he's the guy in the field. And Dan Wright, the winemaker, who's his partner out there. Chef, heads up, we're going bubble here. Dan Wright, the Charme de Lille and the Charme de Lille Rosé. You're on a roll with the bubble program.
Yeah, it's one of these things that we just have a hard time keeping in stock. I don't know exactly what it is. It evaporates on people. So we've been growing the program a little bit. We are definitely focusing a bit more on still red wine, still Chardonnay, but those things work. Those grape varieties work in sparkling too. So we're going to be growing that side too. More traditional method to come too. Yeah.
You're also doing a mags of Cuvée de Lille. Right?
Yes.
50 Pinot Gris and 50 Pinot Noir.
Well, that is...
Well, that's a 2017.
That was a 2017, which is sold out now. The traditional method program is a long game. It takes about 5 years from start to release. So we're now going to be releasing the 2018 in the fall, 100% in 750 ml bottles. Yeah. We didn't have the foresight in 2018 to make magnums, but the magnums will be coming back now, starting again in I think 2020. Put down a little bit of magnum each year, and we also do magnums in the Pinot Noir, so you can look for that.
Chef Dan Bain, how much does the food pairing change with each of the bubbles, like the Charme de Lille, then the Charme de Lille Rosé and the Cuvée?
When I'm thinking about just using the Charme, I'm thinking about much sort of cleaner flavors with our cooking, you know, things just like scallops and lemon. But when I start to get into like the bubbles with a little bit more color.
Nice. While I have Chef, if I'm ordering the 2020 Pinot Noir from Saison Vineyard, what would you recommend from the menu?
I always got to go to a steak when we go to that kind of thing, right? It's easy. It's the old classic. But any of our pizzas with the nice red sauce are lovely too. We've got some rich flavors in those that sort of stand up with the Pinot Noir.
Pizza. Which of the pizzas, sir?
Personally, I mean, I'm always a meat guy when it comes to Pinot Noir. Okay. So go with our carne, with our lovely pepperoni from the Whole Beast in Victoria.
On the pepperoni, is there something about a honeyed something or other drizzled?
Yeah, we've got a little chili infused honey.
Chili
on there
infused
as well.
Honey. That's diabolical. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Right.
That's crazy. Felix, have you tried it?
As a matter of fact, yes, I have.
How many times?
Karen
Newington, by the way, if somebody's out there and watching on the YouTube channel and they're saying, I know, I've met her somewhere before. Yes, you have. At Halt Whistle Cheese Company years ago. Live music every Sunday. coming?
For July.
2 to 4. You can find all the details and the bands and the artists on the website. There's tasting experiences, a range of tours. Are you doing tours, Karen?
Absolutely. Friday, well, Saturday, and Sunday.
Does anybody get to go with Felix and walk in the fields?
Only if you're very lucky.
Oh, somebody had mentioned a Pinot Gris vertical flight. Is that happening now?
We're planning on doing that for August. We're not sure yet if we're going to be creating an event around it or if it will just be a featured flight in the tasting room. But we're bringing back some Pinot Gris that we haven't had for a while. So we're looking at doing a vertical flight and comparing a few different sites, as well as some blends of some sites as well, which would be very nice.
If you hadn't shown up, we were going to get Felix to do this, but I need to know the tasting room hours.
Mondays and Tuesdays from 11 till 5, and then Wednesday through Sunday, 11 till 6.
Chef, you know your days and hours for the pizza patio?
Yeah, so we are 11 till 8, Wednesday through Sundays, and then Mondays and Tuesdays, we're 12 to 6.
Unsworthvineyards.com is the name that you want to remember. Karen, anything else you want to add?
We're doing two different tastings at the moment. I think it would be good to mention, unless you guys already got to this. We have both our signature and collector tasting. So our signature is a great introduction to us with 5 of our classic wines, whereas the collector tasting is 5 of our premium and reserve wines. So you have a bit of an option there between the two, which is nice.
I had a last question for Chef. There's a note here that says you're an avid sports fisherman and you're born on the island. So if 2 days, would you row the Taiyi Pool in Campbell River? Would you fly fish northern Coho off the coast? Or would you steelhead the gold?
Steelhead the gold, for sure.
Attaboy.
For sure, yeah. Well, something with some fight.
Tag along for that one, Chef.
Do you need anybody to carry your rod? Oh, never mind. Thank
carry
you
the cooler.
Karen, what's the website again, please?
Unsworthvineyards.com.
Thank you all for doing this.
Thank you, Terry.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
The segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Moon Cursor Vineyards in Osoyoos. Have you ever wanted to join a wine club? This may very well be the one. 5 of their wines were made in small quantities and are available exclusively to wine club members. The Carmenere 2021, an Okanagan Carmenere. Contraband Syrah 2021. 2021 Eclipse, a sparkling Broussin Marsan blend. Petit Verdot 2021 and Tenat 2019. So many perks. You can find all the details at mooncursor.com. Chris and Beta Tali are my guests here on Tasting Room Radio as we sort of go around the neighborhood being the kind wineries and sponsors who have stepped up for 2023 and other years, Moon Cursor in particular, to support Tasting Room Radio, because you got to have support. You know that. You have to have support. And I enjoy talking to you because we get caught up. Even though I think I know what Moon Cursor is all about in East Osoyoos, you keep making news. You keep making news. Beto, I've been reading up. I judged the Lieutenant Governor Awards. I was honored to be a part of that group. You keep winning awards. Do you want to talk about your awards just to make a fuss? Can we get at it? What are the latest ones that came in?
Well, just this past Saturday, we found out that we won several medals at the 2023 All-Canadian Wine Championship. So, we do what we do, and like many other wineries in the area, strive to do our very best growing the grapes that we grow and making the wines that we do. But every once in a while, it certainly is lovely to lift our head up and look around and get a little bit of a pat on the back from people who know about such things. And so that's what all Canadian Wine Championships and Lieutenant Governors and National Wine Awards of Canada represent to us. And so we were super thrilled to find out that a couple of our Syrahs got double gold medals. That would be our 2021 Syrah and 2021 Contraband Syrah, which is a single vineyard, a Syrah grown in the Barch Vineyard on the Osoyoos Teas Bench. And then also our Malbec, 2021 Malbec, brought home double gold. So that was absolutely thrilling. And then a couple of really lovely summer wines that we have, which are Heist Rosé, which is also Syrah Rosé. This was from Syrah that was sort of purpose grown. It's not Sanier method. It's 2 hours of skinned contact, sort of purpose made Syrah from our Syrah grapes. And our Dolcetto. which is an oaked red, the quintessential pizza wine, of course. And I think we're only one of two wineries in the Okanagan who grow Dolcetto, both versions, the other one being Stag's Hollow. And both versions are made in the traditional style of no oak and quick to market. So this Dolcetto is our 2022 Dolcetto, and it's lovely, if I do say so myself.
All right, so this is open to both of you, of course.
Thank you.
By the way, I loved your Father's Day shot of you and Monty and your son.
Yeah, that's been.
That's
Yeah, we just graduated.
fantastic. It's just a great shot, man. It is. Hold on to that one. That's a keeper. Okay, Bita, 20 years in business now, celebrating 20 years.
20
Uh,
years,
you're
yeah.
you're open for business now, thank goodness, because you can't sell being closed. How's the wine club doing, and how do I join?
Oh, the wine club is doing very well. Thank you for asking. I'd like to think. Well, when we went to create our wine club, this is several years back now, we decided to create a club that we ourselves would love to join. And so we have made it so that whoever decides, there are two wine clubs. One is 1 case a year commitment, one is 2 cases a year commitment. Both clubs enjoy, the customers who join enjoy the ability to absolutely 100% choose the wines that they
They
like
choose
to eat.
the wines.
They
See,
choose, which
see.
is not true for most or all clubs.
You sent me a note, Abita. Priority access to small lot wines this year: Contraband Syrah, Carmenere, Eclipse, the sparkling, 2021 Petit Verdot, and the 2019 Tenat. The last two are fall releases. Members also get first dibs on special releases. That's the big deal right there.
That is for us in particular, because we're a winery. You know, I like to say that we're one of the most inefficient wineries in the Okanagan, most likely, because we cannot help ourselves and we make these small lot wines that we find incredibly interesting. And we find that, you know, they're made from grape varieties that grow really well on the SOST's bench. But as a result, we have several wines where we make anywhere from under 100 cases per year, like the Tenat, to maybe about 250, 300 cases, which isn't really a lot. And so, given the growth in our wine club that we've seen, we allocate those small lot wines to our club members.
Sure. Two things about the Magnums.
Yes.
When do they show up?
Good question. I think, well, not I think, the Magnums, the wines have been bottled. We just have to finish the labeling process. So if all goes according to plan, we should have them available online and in the tasting room by the end of July.
Okay, and my second part of this is behind you, in between
Yes.
you, on that table back there, a Magnum would look really, really, really good right there. Right there.
We'll make sure to put one there. There's an old version of our Magnum hiding behind,
have
but
your
it's empty, unfortunately.
have your art director work on that, will you? Okay. By the way, friends, wine fans, the 2021 Syrah and the 2021 Border Vines will be Magnum releases for a mere $80, friends. And it'll sit there and talk to you each and every day. Chris and Bita Tolley are my guests and the co-owners and the leading force, the leading light at Moon Cursor on the East Bench in Osoyoos. We're going to talk about wines if it's okay with you. Chris, you ready?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's talk bubble for just a second. How long have they been thinking about doing sparkling wines? And how long did it take to form what Eclipse and Moonlit became?
That took a little bit of time. When Christian Scagnetti, our winemaker, joined now almost 5 years ago, he has an affinity to bubbles, and we started thinking about doing a bubble program, both method traditional and not. And what we decided to do was a Roussanne Marsanne in the method traditional,
Of
and then a
course.
Viognier, just as simple as we could, because we weren't looking to get sort of toasty characters in the Viognier. We want a very so that becomes the Moonlit, the Viognier, and then sorry, the Roussanne Marsanne as the method traditional
Wow.
bubble. The method traditional bubble is actually, even itself, is done without a lot of sort of yeast contact, so there's not a lot of toasty characters to it. But Roussanne and Marsanne age very nicely, and they have very nice developed characters, so that's what we're looking for.
And Eclipse, I meant to just taste just the neck. I cleaned it out. Ridiculous. No, it's ridiculous. By the way, friends, when you do an interview with these folks, the Tullys, and we agree that you want to taste the wines in advance. It takes a month to go through the wines. It is each one of them requires you to have a meal with what the wine is. Pair some food with it. They aren't just patio sippers, friends. For example, the 2022 Heist Rosé, 500 cases made, which is not a lot. I know this.
No.
From Syrah, like you had some Syrah just hanging around. But there's neutral oak, but there's texture. How did that happen?
With the Heist Rosé, we selected the block and we picked it when it was right, you know, for rosé. 2 hours in the press, as Peter mentioned earlier, we get a little bit, but it's basically made sort of, as Peter said, not the Sangay style. It's made, we basically take those whole cluster, we press out the juice, we ferment it. And
Peter, when he gets going, kick him under the table. Just nudge him with your foot. Okay, there you go. So, Peter, tell me about the 2022 Dolcetto. Have you ever tried it up against the Dolcetto from Italy and paired them just to see how they make theirs and what our soil gives us here?
We haven't done a side-by-side tasting for a while now, but when we did first start thinking about this grape, and Chris tasted various Dolcetto when he actually went to Italy, that was a little bit of what sort of prompted this little Dolcetto adventure for us. And we find that the wines, obviously there are certain regional differences, but we've stayed quite true to the traditional method of making Dolcetto. And I think that shows even when you do the side-by-side comparison.
Okay, you gave me this list of wines, just suggestions as to what to talk about. We haven't done the Arnaise yet, and you haven't done the Triga Nationale, and we may not, because we have to get to all the other things, like the gold medal for the 2020 Syrah at the BC Lieutenant Governor Awards. It was there.
Yes. That was wonderful.
Yes.
That was wonderful, yeah.
Now we come to, because we have to, I'm sorry, Peter, we just have to, the Triga Nationale, because January of this year, there was a great write-up by Great Northwest Wines.
Yes.
And they raved about your Triga Nationale's blackberry and blueberry and plum tones and white pepper. Perfect for cured meats. And I agree with that totally. Perfect for cured meats and game, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's if you weren't familiar with the wine, it's not a full bodied wine. It's a fairly medium,
yeah,
almost a lighter bodied wine. It sort of pairs well with a lot of things. But the real nice feature of that wine is its texture. The palate on it is just wonderful, and you can pair it with a wide range of foods. Should I say? I'll just leave it at that. I didn't go into the pairings, but it's sort of, you know, when they say, if you're in doubt, match it with Pinot Noir. Triga Nationale has a bit of that. It has a wide range of
versatility.
Thank you.
And who wants to talk about the Arnaise?
That's one of my favorites. Arnaise. We grow it here, obviously, but it is an heirloom variety from Piedmont. I really like the variety. It's got a bit of savvy kind of characters, like Sauvignon Blanc. It's got earthiness and as well as fruit, and it seems to be the marriage of the two that really makes the wine shine. The current vintage is also dead dry and just wonderfully firm on the palate, good acidity to it. Yeah, fantastic wine this year.
Hey, Peter, you'll like this. I'm going to go back to the 2022 Great Northwest Wine Platinum Awards competition.
Yes.
The platinum medal to the Malbec 2020, 95 points. Platinum medal for the Arnaise 2021, 93 points. Platinum medal for the Triga Nationale 2020, 92 points. Gold medal for the Tenat 2018. Okay, here's the last big question, and it's an overview. You're celebrating your 20 years of taking over and planting, and that wonderful shot of you guys just, you know, planting the vineyards. The only thing there are the wires and the posts, and the green is yet to come. What do you want to do with the next 20 years?
Oh, goodness.
That's a good question.
You know, our heads are still spinning when we look back and see how both Mooncursor and BC wine industry in general, and in the Okanagan in particular, have changed over the last 20 years. It's been such an incredible, I don't even know what to call it, fundamental change and growth. And, you know, with all the critical mass of skill and investment that rolled into the valley, I mean, the sky is the limit for BC wine. We're going places, baby, and we've gone to many already. So I don't know. I would just say onward and upward for us and for the rest of the BC wine industry.
Chris,
well, you've been on the
trip. You don't have to agree with her.
Oh, no, no. I agree with her, but I also, you know, yourself as well, we lived the last 20 years in this wine business, and from, you know, 04 to 24 coming up, it's changed a lot. And back in the early days, it was, you know, wild and crazy because, you know, it was a very young industry, and we were changing very quickly.
It's grown up.
Yeah. Yeah. But I hope the wild and fun continues.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, that's right. Let's not. We like Napa. We admire Napa, but we don't need to be Napa. We need to be us. We need to be us. That's all. That's all I'm saying. Absolutely. That's all. All right, Beta. Anything else? Any other event coming? Are you doing a barn dance? You already did your car show. So what do we got?
We're working on putting on a couple of events later on this summer, but we are also not ready to talk about them yet we're not quite ready to talk about them yet.
Okay.
All right. But we'll send you, you know, as soon as we have some firm plans in place, we'll send you a note.
Thank you. I've saved
an invitation.
I've saved you the pain of having to do the price points because I'm going to put them on the website. Okay. So that's all done. Thank you for doing this. Thank you for your support. I'm waiting for the Magnums to show up.
As soon as they're ready, we'll send a couple your way. He'll be the first.
Thank you. No, no. I'll come and get them. But thank you for this. Have yourself a great summer.
Terry.
Grow on.
Thank you, Terry.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Thank you,
Mooncursor. Beta and Chris Tolley, Mooncursor, East Osoyoos. The segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Mooncursor Vineyards in Osoyoos. Have you ever wanted to join a wine club? This may very well be the one. Five of their wines were made in small quantities and are available exclusively to wine club members. The Carmenere 2021, an Okanagan Carmenere. Contraband Syrah 2021. 2021 Eclipse, a sparkling Broussin Marsan blend. Petit Verdot 2021 and Tenat 2019. So many perks. You can find all the details at mooncursor.com. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Mount Boucherie Estate Winery in West Kelowna, with some of the oldest vineyards in British Columbia, dating back as far as 1968. Mount Boucherie offers a portfolio of estate-grown, handcrafted wines that pair perfectly with everyday life. You can find details on Modest Butcher, Kitchen and Market, how to shop wine online, tasting room hours and tours, and the luxury accommodation. All the details at mountboucherie.com. As promised, this last segment of Tasting Room Radio will feature Team Hundertmark. We will conclude, the closer is Kimberly Hundertmark from the Okanagan Wine Festival. She'll give us a rundown on what's going to happen between now and September, October. And we begin with this gentleman. I'm Terry David Mulligan. He's Jeff Hundertmark. He is the director of winemaking at Mount Boucherie, Modest Wines, Rust Wine Co. And thank you for joining me. Thank you. And thank you for your sponsorship. And thank you for just being a pal. I appreciate it. So let's talk about the whites to start. Okay, Jeff?
Yeah, sure. Sounds good.
Okay. Yeah. 2021 OV Semillon, 100% Lost Horn, Okanagan Falls.
Yeah.
Tell me about that vineyard and the wine, please.
Well, the vineyard is spectacular. It contains some of our oldest plantings, things like Semillon, things like Merlot and Cab Franc come out of that vineyard that are planted back in the 80s, early 90s.
Yep.
And that's the Semillons are just absolutely gorgeous. I mean, I don't know how many old blocks of Semillon there are in the valley, but it's a real pleasure to work that vineyard. We have the both incarnations, I guess, too, with our modest wines, the Grave Robber, being mixed with Sauvignon Blanc. So we've got both the Sauve Sem and a Sem by itself. Yeah, so the Semillon portion comes from Lost Horn, and then the Sauve Blanc comes from
Naramata.
$35
$35 for that Semillon 2021. And I'm going to jump down to the 2022 Modest Grave Robber, the Semillon Sauve Blanc. And you have 800 cases of this Grave Robber. And
yeah, it's the biggest one yet so far.
And it's $28.
Yeah.
Well done. Let me jump back up to the shards for just a minute. We're going to talk about two of them. 2021 OV Shard, 100% from Lost Horn. Well done.
Yeah.
And the 2021 Reserve Shard is 100% Lazy River. How different are they, the two from Okanagan Falls and Similkameen? Duh, it's like night and day.
We talked about the diurnal shift a little bit earlier. You know, the Similkameen is like king of that. The fruit there is always really, really strong acid, but develops really great fruit character. Take that juice and we ferment it in oak and we leave it in barrel for a year to a year and a half. And then we get that one ready.
Not just oak, new French, Hungarian, and neutral.
Yeah.
Okay. And the Reserve Shard gets 100% French new. Yeah. 11 months, 4 months in lees, stirred twice a week. Your comment, but of the 35 barrels, the top 32 were chosen for the reserve, which gave you 812 cases. All right.
Don't do the math.
And $30 for that bottle?
Yeah.
Hell,
for the reserve?
Yes. That's fantastic. For a reserve?
Yeah. So the OV one from OK Falls, that one is 50-50 blend of stainless steel, fermented and aged Chardonnay, 50% oak. That's more the kind of style I like.
The Modest Les Cinq Cinq. There's another label I didn't even give proper due off the front end. The Modest Wine Co.
Modest Wines, yeah.
But you're using all five Bordeaux blends in there.
Yeah, so that was one of those decisions we made on September 6th. So we're walking through the vineyard going, okay, we're not going to be able to ripen Cabernets this year. We're not going to be able to ripen any of the Bordeaux varietals. Much to our surprise, we were eventually be able to, but we always do a modest rosé. So this year we'll attempt to do a five Bordeaux red varietal, Seigneur style rosé. But our Cinq Cinq is all the Bordeaux varieties. So Cab Sauve, Cab Franc, Merlot, Petit Verdot, and Malbec.
So the Merlot 39, the Cab 39, the Cab Franc 13, the Petit Verdot 6, the Malbec 3%. Crazy.
I hope that adds up to 100%.
No, the only thing that matters is the price point. Can you tell us that?
The Cinq Cinq is like $28.
Thank you. Cinq Cinq.
Yeah.
Now, let me go back to this rosé at the bottom of the spreadsheet. 2022. MB Rosé. Zweigelt, Pinot Noir, Gewürztraminer. Zweigelt is 54, the Pinot is 43, and the Gewürz is 3 for the nose?
I mean, yes and no. This blend is put together because it's a field blend. It's a term that you love.
I love that.
But it's a field blend of our entire vineyard at Mount Boucherie. So the entire vineyard is planted to these three grapes. We take every single grape off of it in one day, bring them onto the crush pad, and process them all as a big one big rosé Seigneur blend.
You harvest all in the same day, same time?
All the exact same
That's
day,
crazy.
Same time. It is a big day. I mean, everything is handpicked. Okay. Make sure that we have the ripeness and everything is at the same stage.
Can I ask you about the red wines for a second, sir?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah.
Jeff Hundertmark, Director of Winemaking at Modest Wines, Mount Boucherie, Russ Wine Co. Now, yeah. Summit. You know why I opened that one? You recommended for earlier consumption, and the new one, just bottled, but won't be released until 2024. We'll get to that in a second. So we're working our way up from 2018. Were you in place in 2018?
So that was my first vintage with Mount Boucherie. I was in charge of the Russ portfolio at the time.
Yep.
I did finish the wines, but Jim Faulkner, he was the winemaker at the time, and he made all the decisions on the grapes and the fermentation process.
Okay. Merlot, 51% from Lazy River. Cab Franc, 21% from Lost Horn. Cab Sauv from 19% Lazy River. Malbec, 6% Lazy River. And Syrah, South Rock, 3% on the Golden Mile. Large formats as well, friends. Hot summer, long into fall, high sugars and higher pH. This is for early consumption, in my opinion. What tells you that?
Like, don't get me wrong. The 2018 is definitely going to last you 10 years.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be a wine that's going to be really fresh in those latter couple of years. It's going to be kind of those stewed fruits appearing.
None of those thoughts crossed my mind as I had it with flank steak. There you go. Now, the 2019, you were fully on board, obviously. 55 Merlot, 28 Cab Franc, Cab Sav 13, Syrah 3%, Malbec 1%. But you do make a point of including that Malbec each year, do you not? Until
absolutely, yeah. Malbec, I think, is a real important component there.
Yeah.
As is the Syrah, to be quite honest with you. Malbec sometimes doesn't ripen as nicely as we like it to, so it has a bit of a smaller percentage. Adds a little bit of that herbaceous character to it, whereas the Syrah always adds, you know, beautiful pepper, beautiful tobacco.
I get the impression that you really, really found your stride with the Summit on the 2020. You got your Merlot is Merlot driven. The Malbec has moved up to 17%. I mean, first of all, you got great vineyards, and you came away with a 2020 Summit that's fantastic. It's just fantastic.
You. I'm really pleased with it. I really am. Like 19 to me was my favorite vintage for Summit. But this 20, I mean, in barrel, it's been tasting delicious all the way along. And we just absolutely, we keep digging into it all the time.
I guess we have to huddle up and do another conversation about Rust Wine Co.
Yeah, absolutely.
Come on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can I ask you about the 2020 Contessa?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I just need to know that.
I was kind of hoping. Syrah, Merlot, and Malbec. I want it to be different, obviously, than the Summit. It's a blend that I've been working with since my early days in winemaking. And I really love that combination. It kind of harkens me back to, you know, my early days tasting some of the early, like, Wolf Blass wines back in the 80s and 90s. To me, that blend of Malbec and Syrah, Merlot in there, obviously, to flesh it out, is just, I wanted something that tasted completely different, was a different profile, highlights different techniques, different vineyard areas, and different blocks within those vineyards. And that's kind of what we did with Contessa. We don't make it every year. We only make it in the very best years. And if there's, even in those years, there aren't barrels that really, really stand out for me, we don't make it. This is definitely not a marketing wine. This is definitely a wine of my choice.
The 2020 Contessa, one more time. And the price point on that beauty well is 90. Now, here's the thing. I don't know why it is that I love this one so much, Le Grave Robber, but it's...
Because it's delicious.
It is absolutely freaking delicious. Yeah. It's a modest wine, Sauv Blanc Sémillon, cool fermented, crisp stainless steel, maximum curiosity. Fantastic. What's the price point again, sir? Do you know? Remember?
$28.
Thank
$28.
You. Thank you. Yeah. Do you know the website?
mtboucherie.com.
And modest?
mtboucherie.com. But there's also, you can also go through and just search for modest wines.
Have a great growing year. Thank you, mate. Thank you. Jeff Hundertmark, who came to us from Niagara, and I'm glad he did.
This is Tasting Room Radio with your host, Terry David Mulligan.
Now, the interesting thing about this this last segment of our Canada Day, hi, how are you? Walk around the neighborhood. Let's reconnect with the sponsors once again. I always said that the closer was going to be a biggie one. And we started with Jeff Hundertmark, chief winemaker at Mount Boucherie and all of those other wineries. But the other half of that family is Kimberly Hundertmark. And they've come together from the East to make the Okanagan and BC and our wine industry just that so much better. I wanted to get caught up with you because the last time we talked, it was all about what were you going to kick off in June with the Okanagan Wine Festivals. But those are now behind us. So is the Lieutenant Governor Wine Awards. Congratulations. And so now I'm looking at your website, Okanagan Wine Festivals, and I'm starting to see things show up that are intriguing to me. For example, there is a Dolcetto Festival that's going to be happening. Is it at Stags Hollow?
Yes, yes. That's the beginning of July.
Roche Wines, who would have been my next-door neighbors had we stayed where we were.
Yes, that's right.
Roche Wines Bastille Day Dinner.
With your French on.
Roche Wines Bastille Day Dinner, 6 to 9 Roche Wines, just think about that for a second. Best of Bench Dinner and Tasting is at Hillside, yes?
Yes, and that's featuring all of our Naramata Bench winery partners. That'll be a really beautiful evening as well.
That is July the 18th. So there's a gathering, Lepero and the Vineyard, at Culmina Family Estate in Oliver. That's fantastic. That's July the 21st and August the 18th. August the 5th, you'll be taking part in the Kelowna Polo Classic, will you?
Yes, I'm really excited about that. That's the inaugural festival, and that's actually a partnership we're super excited about because it'll be starting to groom our young Psalms to work with us all things Okanagan Festival, but also with the British Columbia Lieutenant Governor Wine Awards competitions going forward next spring.
There's an Albarino Festival going to happen at Stags Hollow on August the 10th, and then we get to the Silver Star Wine Festival August 10th through 13th. How about that one?
That's going to be a really busy weekend because we have the Destination Silver Star is working with an industry favorite, Dana Lee Harris, and they're going to be partnering with a number of our favorite Okanagan Wine Festival members. There's going to be live music, food trucks, a great culinary element with all of the incredible chefs that they have up at Silver Star. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And then there's also Rock the Lake that weekend. So it's going to be jam-packed. I think I'm going to have to clone myself that weekend for sure.
That's true. It's August 10th through 13th at Silver Star, August 11th through 13th, Rock the Lake Music Festival. And then August the 19th, you partner up with Ambleside Music Festival in downtown West Vancouver.
Yes, that's a target market that we're really excited to promote our Okanagan wine members to as well. It's the same group that actually runs Rock the Lake, but this is a much bigger scale event. And that West Vancouver park setting is something we're really excited to be taking part in.
Kimberly Hundertmark from Okanagan Wine Festivals. Now, two more. September the 2nd. I realize that's a ways away, but really it isn't. It's right around the corner. The Note to Bene Social, a signature event. You get to meet the makers at Black Hills Estate from 1 to 4:30 on that day, September 2.
Yep, that's going to be really exciting. I mean, as we know, Black Hills, when they bring a party, it's a party.
Yeah.
So we're really excited to be part of that as well.
I've been to and forgotten several of them. October the 27th through the 31st and November 1st through 5, the Okanagan Fall Wine Festival. Details to follow?
Yes, we're actually fleshing out all of the venues right now, all of the partners, but stay tuned because that's going to be really exciting. It's going to be big and back to what it used to be pre-COVID. So we're really excited about that.
The website is right in front of me, thewinefestivals.com. You can go to events and index and just have fun with it. But start to make your plans now. Don't say you weren't warned. This, and we're going to put it on our website as well at tastingroomradio.com. Well, Kimberly, glam up. Have yourself a wonderful Canada Day weekend, and I'll see you on the other side.
You will. You'll see us in July on your side.
Thank you. That's right, okay. Too. Yes.
Yeah.
I better stock up now.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Happy Canada Day.
This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by the Okanagan Wine Festivals. If you go to their website, there is a page full of festivals on Dolcetto and Bastille and Bench Dinner Tasting, Lepero in the Vineyard, the Kelowna Polo Classic, the Festival of Albarino. And then mark your calendars for Silver Star Wine Festival, Rock the Lake Music Festival, and the Ambleside Music Festival. All the details can be found at thewinefestivals.com.